Jezebel. King Ahab married Jezebel, a foreign princess. That was his undoing. Jezebel was a nasty woman. She not only worshipped Baal, she practiced witchcraft. An idol is a pretend god. The Bible says that Jezebel stirred up Ahab to wickedness. Jezebel commanded everyone to worship the idol Baal. Elijah the prophet warned King Ahab there would be a drought if the people didn't worship God. But Jezebel and Ahab refused to worship God. Just like God said, there was a drought. 3 long years. After the drought, there was a contest on Mount Carmel to see who had more power, God or Baal, the god of the Phoenician people. God won. Baal lost. So the people turned away from Baal and worshipped God. Jezebel was furious. Naboth had a vineyard near King Ahab's palace. Naboth's vineyard was the best in all the land. One day, King Ahab offered to buy Naboth's vineyard or trade him for a better one. But Naboth would never sell his family's land. His family had owned this vineyard for hundreds of years. It was his inheritance. An inheritance is a gift from a family member. So the wicked Jezebel made a scheme and falsely accused Naboth. He was put to death, and Ahab got his vineyard. This made God mad. He sent Elijah to tell Jezebel that she would die, and dogs would lick up her blood. One day, King Ahab died in a battle. The new king saw Jezebel in the window of the palace. She was putting on her eyeshadow and jewels in her hair. He told the people inside to throw her down. Just like God had said, she was pushed out of the window and eaten by the dogs. The end. Naboth's inheritance was the land. Since Jesus died on the cross for our sins, our inheritance is eternal life. From our relatives, we inherit things like land, money, or a house. People who believe in Jesus inherit eternal life. Don't be tempted to trade or sell your inheritance from God for anything. Do you want to know something surprising about Jezebel? This wicked woman was an ancestor of Jesus. God is in control of this world. He can use anyone, even wicked people, to accomplish His will.